I built a complete debugger in a web browser using Ajax. So if anyone's ever seen an IDE debugger where you get breakpoints and all that sort of stuff, I wrote it completely using Java and Ajax, which is pretty geeky.
I'm madly in love with Nick Hodge.
Which one? There's three of us that I know of. Which particular one? And why?
I really love hotel hygiene products, and I know one of them has a secret cache of them. And I love Hilton brand shampoos.
And what's the geekiest thing you've done that online or on the web or in Flickr?
Buying an N95 for the sole purpose of coming to PodCamp and being able to send Flickr photos. I'm ashamed. I'm so ashamed.
I was a Star Wars nut for so many years, it's not funny. My parents got really, really sick of it. And one year they actually bought me the video set. And this is the original video set, not the new crappy one that George Lucas murdered. And when I actually got it for Christmas, by the time I actually got it, my TV was broken. And so I listened to the entire trilogy from beginning to end by plugging headphones into my VCR.
I collect bookmarks. Bookmarks online. I have a collection going back from 10 years. There's about 3,000 bookmarks that I carry with me from computer to computer. But I'm such not a geek that I've still not put them on any bookmarking site.
Like Delicious or anything like that?
I can't figure out how to use them.
And do you actually go back and check them regularly?
Yep, I do. And I use them and I give them to people who I train. And they've been really helpful.
Wow. And so why not just go into a search engine and search? Why hold the bookmarks? Is it just something psychological or is it...
Because I can't often remember what the site was called, but I know that site was really good. So if I go to search for it, I'm going to get some other rubbish. So instead, I know where I stuck it in the bookmarks.
And you organize them in folders?
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Which one? I've got about 9.
And so the one that you would use the most, or if you were just going in personally just to have a bit of recreation, what does your avatar look like?
A black demon, about 6'4", big black angel wings, smokes a short cigar. Looks really evil and dominant.
And is that like you on the inside? Is that what runs around in your head?
That's one aspect of me.
But check these out. My Klingon tattoo. That's the insignia of the Klingon Empire. And Legend of Zelda. It's the TriStar from Nintendo. Yes, I have tattooed myself with geek emblems.
And they're not fake tattoos. They're not just sort of...
They're real. They're the real deal. They cost me a lot of money and a lot of pain as well, and definitely worth it.
When you must say worth it, do you mean like in sort of attractiveness?
No. It's sort of a tribal feeling. You know how the tribesmen out there just tattoo themselves to give them some sort of recognition? I've realised that I am a geek, and I'm a geek for life, so I might as well just brand myself.
My geek story, I suppose my very first thing, and I'm not really a geek at heart in that I've had this very strong programming background, but my very first computer was an Amstrad 6128, which is an English computer. All my friends had Commodore 64s, and I had this Amstrad. And my parents worked out that it had, I think it was 256 colours. It was actually a full-colour experience. So, of course, none of my I couldn't copy stuff off of any of my friends, so... I had to learn programming. My past geek story is that I could code in BASIC. And I even won an award in about year 5 or year 6 at school for a game I'd actually programmed from scratch in BASIC. And it was all out of necessity because I'd get these Amstrad computer user magazines where they wouldn't come with discs in those days, too expensive, so they'd actually show you the code and you could code it in the computer. So I was self-taught on BASIC, and that's my geeky past. That's about as far as it goes.
Only a few months ago, I dug out a book from my bookshelf to show to a friend, and it was a bookmark. And he looked at it. He said, "This is a strange kind of bookmark. What is that?" And then I then had to explain to him what an 80-column punch card was.
And how old was that bookmark?
Let's say that it was part of a card catalogue of my books on my bookshelf from when I was a student.
And so that would have to drop you sort of in the 70s?
Sorry, what were the 70s?
I think it was one of those, what were they called, ZX somethings?
Sinclair ZX.
That was it. It was a Sinclair ZX, and I thought it was quite specky, but had no idea what to do with it.
And what would you do if you had one of those today with a Sinclair ZX, 80 or 81?
Oh, I can't remember. I think it might have been an 80 even. If I had it today, I'd probably take it to bits to have a look at what was inside.
You are a true geek.